NBC Radio News, I'm Mark Henry. There have been renewed calls today for President Nixon to resign. Senator Edward Brooke has become the first Republican member of the Senate to call for Mr. Nixon to quit. Time Magazine has joined with the New York Times, the Denver Post, and the Detroit News in calling for a resignation. Several other papers in the nation say Mr. Nixon's effectiveness has not been affected by the current controversy over Watergate. And a leading Democrat, Senator Howard Cannon of Nevada, says the president should not resign. Despite the continuing debate, according to NBC News correspondent Russ Ward, it was business as usual for Mr. Nixon in Florida this weekend.
The president has been at the Key Biscayne compound all day, conferring with aides and talking by phone with Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. Kissinger leaves Washington tomorrow morning for the Middle East and on to the People's Republic of China and Japan. White House lawyers Fred Buzhardt and Leonard Garment are in Key Biscayne. The press spokesman Gerald Warren says Mr. Nixon has not met with them this weekend, nor is there any indication such a meeting will be held. The president is expected to return to Washington early tomorrow evening.
More news after this word.
Ma'am, we're asking people what they know about different organizations.
Oh, good. Ask me anything about that.
All right. What's the ISAVP?
It's the International Society of Austrian Zipper Players.
Right. Not many people know that one.
Give me another.
What does the Supreme Order of Federated Alliances do?
All the same stuff as the Benevolent American Daughters Associated Guild Society.
I never heard of that group.
I just made it up.
All right. Now, here's a serious one. Name two things the American Cancer Society is involved in besides cancer research.
Wow, they're into so many things, like educating the public to the warning signals of cancer, and professional education for doctors and nurses and dentists and service for patients.
Right, and lots more. And that's why the American Cancer Society needs financial support to continue its drive to wipe out cancer in our lifetime.
Well, I certainly support them.
Good.
Then here's one for you. What's the LLTA?
I give up.
The League of Lady Tattoo Artists.
Oh, you made that up.
No, remember. How'd you like a picture of Neil Stanmore casted in the album?
It's taken already.
Cairo and Tel Aviv say the Middle East continues to be a tinderbox that could erupt into another war at any time. Both Egypt and Israel warned today that the battle could start over the demand by Cairo that Israeli forces withdraw to the ceasefire lines of October 22nd. Police clashed with demonstrators in Athens, Greece today. The bloody fighting erupted after a memorial service for one-time Greek leader George Papandreou. The land and air search continues over a rugged area of New Mexico for a man who was sucked through a jetliner window last night. The missing man was pulled from the plane after a window shattered at 39,000 feet. An autopsy will be performed tomorrow on the body of the driver of a bus that crashed last night in Sacramento, California. 13 persons died in the wreckage. You are listening to NBC News.
What is beautiful is good, and who is good will soon also be beautiful. This is Barry Sullivan. As a volunteer for the National Association for Mental Health, I've noticed that the beautiful people of this country are working with their local mental health chapters. I can't say they weren't beautiful before they joined the association, but I do know they do a lot of good, and they are making a difference in the care and treatment of the mentally ill. Join the beautiful people. Join with citizens who do make a difference. Join the Mental Health Association.
When Nevada Democratic Senator Howard Cannon spoke on CBS television today, he said President Nixon should not resign. Cannon, the chairman of the Senate Rules Committee, also revealed he has received much correspondence asking his committee to withhold action on the nomination of Gerald Ford as vice president until the president leaves office. Cannon says that is not practical.
I pointed out that we could very well be confirming the next president of the United States, not just the vice president. And I think we have to proceed on that assumption, that possibility is a very strong likelihood.
Senator Cannon expects action on the Ford nomination to be completed in about 2 weeks. Residents of New York City could be without fire protection, health services, and one of the morning newspapers tomorrow. The nation's largest city faces a strike by more than 10,000 firefighters, 30,000 hospital workers, and editorial employees of the New York Daily News. Talks continue in all of the disputes in an attempt to reach 11th-hour agreements. Scientists are hopeful that problems with two heating units on board the Mariner 10 space probe can be cleared. Spaceship heading towards the planet Mercury and television pictures back to Earth could be distorted by the malfunctioning units. Authorities in Cleveland, Ohio, can find no immediate cause for the killing of 7 persons by an off-duty policeman who also took his own life. The hour's lead story, a number of leading publications have joined by a Republican senator in calling for Mr. Nixon to resign. Mark Henry, NBC News.
Planning on doing some paneling? Then visit Paneling Factory Outlet Incorporated, located on Napoleon Avenue at the river and on North Causeway Boulevard across from the Crash Landing Airplane. They specialize in wall paneling, ceiling tile, plywood, bathroom tileboard, moldings, stains, and floor coverings, in addition to Armstrong ceilings and PAF floors. Open 7:30 to 5:30 daily and from 8 to 5 on Saturdays. Paneling Factory Outlet Incorporated on Napoleon Avenue at the river and on North Causeway Boulevard across from the Crash Landing Airplane. Phone 835-8415. WNPS Citizens Against Crime recommends if you are stopped at a traffic light at night and someone approaches your car, drive on.
Welcome to a Monitor Weekend. You're on WNPS, 1450 New Orleans. The time is 6 minutes after 6 p.m.
Tony Taylor, originally from upstate New York, raised on grade A milk, overraised in poker games, but that's another story. Of course, my diet was a whole lot better balanced than Elvis Presley, who's raised on rock. Now, that's hard to digest sometimes, you know.
I remember as a child I used to hear music that they played, Lord, we couldn't feel. Some call it folk, some call it soul. The people, let me tell you, rock and roll, the rhythm of the song. Every day when I get home, I stand on my radio, listen to the music that my eyes made. I knew every single record that the DJ's played, from honky tonk to hound dog to Johnny B. Goode.
I was born in love of me. I was born in love of me. I was born in love of me.
Elvis, raised on rock. Said you lose money betting on football today. But cheer up, it could be worse. You might have been playing for really high stakes in Las Vegas, like these people Bill Cosby's talking about.
Men who are dealing with relevant subjects at home and taking care of the family and whatnot, and then they get out to Las Vegas and they become very, very superstitious. The guy's wife is standing there watching him gamble, and he's losing, he'll turn around, and she's the reason why he's losing, so he'll send her away. By the same token, wives will not go up to bed because they're afraid that the husband's going to lose everything, and they have a great fear of being in the bed and having the bellman walk in and say, "Miss, your husband told us to tell you that he went back to Chicago and that you belong to the hotel."
And I am all alone. There is no one here beside me, and my problems have all gone. There is no one to deride me. But you got to have friends. Your feelings are so strong. You got to have friends. To make that day last long. I have some friends, but they're gone. Some came and took them away. And some are just still the gone. Here is
now, in case you have a self-winding watch with a broken arm, 14 minutes after the hour, and you're right here on the Monitor Beacon.
I'm John Finley. Recently, I retired as Deputy Director of the Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs. With that background, you can be sure that I'm seriously concerned about the growing drug problems in this country. But at the same time, I'm strongly opposed to the practice of making criminals out of those who simply smoke marijuana. Despite incredibly harsh laws, over 24 million Americans have used marijuana. Strict penalties against marijuana have failed to deter its use. President Nixon's Marijuana Commission recommended that the use of marijuana continue to be discouraged, but that simple possession should no longer be a crime. NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, is working to make this recommendation a reality. For more information, write NORML, 1237, 22nd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20037. It's time we change the laws.
The time in New Orleans, 6:15.
NBC update. A 19-year-old horseman approaches national championship. This is Guy LeBeau with an update sports report. Just 15 minutes from now at Madison Square Garden, Tony D'Ambrosio, whose beautiful horse Simpatico jumped 7 feet 4 inches for a world record on Thursday, will rein his horse into the open jumping stakes. Should he win or come close, he'll gather enough points to become Horseman of the Year. Tony is confident.
It seems to be a pretty wide open ball game at this point. There are several horses in contention for the PHA Championship, but I'm pretty confident in the fact that he can come through for me tonight because his attitude has been superb this show, and it's usually been the key to his success.
Tony is 19, but riding 12 years. Pro football, Oakland, California, the Raiders busted up the New York Giants 42-0. The Giants have gone 6 games without a win. Kansas City defeated San Diego 19-0, but Oakland remains a game over Kansas City in their division. Minnesota beat the Browns 26-3, remaining the only unbeaten team in pro football. And the World Hockey Association, the champion New England Whalers, licked Cleveland 7-5. In the American Basketball Association, high-scoring Roger Brown gets 26 points, 12 in the last quarter, as champion Indiana beats Virginia 128-122. In Florida, reliable veteran Katie Whitworth shoots a final round of 70, and she wins the $50,000 Lady Errol Classic. Guy LeBeau, NBC Update.
Here's Neil Diamond in the motion picture Live Alone and Lookin'. A solitary man.
The Linda was mine till the time that I found her holding Jim, loving him. Then Sue came along, loved me strong. That's what I thought. Me and Sue, you bet that too. Don't know that I win, but I feel like a fan. Look at her today, and I won't play games behind me. Tell me what I have. Time pain, paper rain. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, we go strong. Don't know that I will, but until I can find it, a girl to stay, won't play games behind me. I'll be what I am, solitary man, solitary man.
Neil Diamond, a solitary man. That's the guy that always orders the slice of onion on his hamburger, right? You've met him. Burps, he kills flies. I know him. And now, Chicago, a little togetherness. Well, you see, it's just you and me, yeah.
You are my love and my life. You are my inspiration. Just you and me. Supreme and free.
Boys named Jim Seals and Dash Cross from the towns of Sydney and Cisco, respectively. I wonder if he was called the Cisco Kid when he was young. Well, both involved in music since early childhood. Here they are with their own compositions. We may never pass this way again.
Life, so they say, is but a game and they'd let it slip away. Should be time, but it's only just begun. Like the twilight in the road up ahead, they don't see just where we're going. All the secrets in the universe, and our ears for the years to come and go. Like the lumber in the open day.
Supposed to be flat, then it was a globe, and now it's a circle. And don't forget, you heard it on Monitor, written by Edgar Allan Poe. And we'll have more revelations in the next half hour. Stay with us, friends. I'm Tony Taylor.
Would you make one telephone call right now to reduce the cost of your automobile insurance by as much as $75 a year or even more? If you're a good driver, age 50 or over, repeat, age 50 or over, the Colonial Penn Insurance Company wants to send you free information that may reduce the cost of your auto insurance by as much as $75 or more a year. If you are age 50 or over, you belong to the safest class of drivers on the road. That's one reason why Colonial Penn rewards you with reduced rates. And what's more, you'll enjoy the peace of mind of Colonial's limited cancellation and guaranteed lifetime renewal features. To find out how you may save as much as $75 a year or more on your auto insurance, here's the number to call.
Call 522-1141 for free information in the mail on over 50 auto insurance. 522-1141. That's 522-1141.
This is WNPS, 1450 New Orleans. The time, 6:30.
Tony Taylor for Nationwide Monitor, the Allman Brothers Band.
Well,
they had me in mind with this one. Ain't nothing but an old rambling man. Brothers in the band. Whether you remember comedian W.C. Fields from the old days or only know about him from watching late movies on TV, you'll probably know about his legendary exploits from the cup that cheers, of course. Yes, small libation now to toast our undying friendship, as he once would say. Well, he was the first to admit his own fondness for an occasional convivial glass, you know.
I happened to stumble across a case of bourbon. Went right on stumbling for several days thereafter. Of course, now I touch nothing stronger than buttermilk. 90 proof buttermilk.
The late W.C. Fields never thought very much of his hometown of Philadelphia. But today, there's another W.C. Fields in the city of brotherly love. W.C. Fields, the third grandson of the great comedian and an FBI agent. This W.C. told us about helping with a family project of assembling material for a biography of his grandfather, which was written by another grandson.
I'm very proud of Ronnie, my youngest brother. He graduated from college about 2 years ago,
He had an English major, and we put him to work. Our father, unfortunately, passed away a couple of years ago, and it was left to the rest of us to sort through numerous scripts, letters, props, and other material that belonged to our grandfather. We kind of sat there in awe, and we wondered, what should we do with it? Well, Ron had just graduated from college. He was looking to law school and possibly some other professional goals. We thought, well, the best thing to do with this would be, rather than keeping it locked up for the approximate 25 years that it had been locked up, let's share it with some W.C. Fields bus, with some other people that love W.C. Fields. And to our surprise and delight, it has become practically a bestseller up to this point, and hopefully in the near future it will have become a bestseller. It is a testimonial to the numbers of people in this country and abroad who look upon W.C. Fields as their hero.
W.C. Fields III, talking with newsman Paul Mason. More about the legendary W.C. Fields as recalled by his grandson. On the monitor.
The Open Door Drug Education Center is the only agency in the New Orleans area working entirely to prevent drug abuse and addiction. Each year, the Open Door programs reach over 25,000 persons, offering a variety of services, including drug preventive efforts in the public, private, and parochial schools, youth employment projects, and family crisis intervention and referral counseling. The Open Door is currently conducting a membership drive. You are invited to contribute to the prevention of drug abuse by supporting their efforts. The Open Door is located at 7713 Maple Street, office number 5. Their phone number is 899-1511. They would welcome further inquiries about their programs. They urge you to join the over 400 adult and student members who have already pledged their support. Help keep the door open to drug abuse prevention.
Under partly cloudy skies,
The temperature in New Orleans, 80 degrees. Now, update from NBC.
NBC Update, Energy Czar warns of possible blackouts. I'm Mark Henry with an update report that the administration's energy chief, John Love, is warning parts of the East Coast, New England, and upper Midwest face blackouts and possible brownouts because of the fuel shortage. Love says the situation could become critical if the winter is exceptionally severe. Time magazine and newspapers in New York, Detroit, and Denver are calling for President Nixon to resign. But editor Keith Wilson of the Omaha, Nebraska World Herald still is behind the president.
His thoughts may rise. His administration may be salvaged from the present disarray.
The Omaha newspaper is one of several across the nation taking the stand the president should stay in office. Further details on NBC News on the hour. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger heads for the Middle East tomorrow. He'll meet with Arab leaders. 32 policemen injured in rioting in Athens, Greece. 30 students arrested. Vandals blocked out a 25-block section of Miami Beach last night. Striking electrical workers are accused of the action. New York City faces strikes tomorrow morning by firemen, hospital employees, and newspaper workers. Scientists hope the flight of Mariner 10 towards Mercury will not be hampered by problems with onboard heating units. And South Vietnam reports the heaviest fighting since the ceasefire left many casualties on both sides. Cambodia, troops have reopened the main highway into Phnom Penh. Mark Henry, NBC Update.
Tony Taylor with the Beatles. Oh, this was that sound before they all went their separate ways, each taking a long and winding road.
Long and winding road. I see my road before. Always lead me to your door. The wild and
for the
long and winding road. Earlier, we heard from W.C. Fields III about his involvement in research for a book about his famous grandfather. Now we hear about the find that made the best-selling book possible.
Our grandmother, Mrs. W.C. Fields, lived approximately 7 miles from where the family that I grew up in lived. We'd go over on weekends, and we'd be cautioned from the very beginning of any given visit, don't go down into the basement. There's things there that we don't want you to get into. Don't go down into the basement. It's dangerous, and so on and so forth. And we were held for approximately 20 years, 25 years in this extreme awe of the so-called basement, and we had no idea what it was. When my grandmother passed away back in 1963, we were forced by circumstances to make an inventory of the material that we were able to see this vast treasure trove, as you say, open up to us. There were every letter that he had written, numerous letters that he had received, he retained, scripts, not only the final copy, but the original scribbled notes on little pieces of paper running up to the finished product. There were artifacts such as his props, his trick pool table, unbelievable treasure trove, as we say. We needed a place to start, so we started by compiling it all, ordering it all, and putting it into book form, which, as I say, has become popular. I hope someday to be able to find a movie room in some museum where we can put on public display the trick pool table, the crooked pool cues, the juggling balls that he used, and numerous other artifacts that we have.
Well, that's a museum I'd go to see. I hope it happens.
Monitor. One day happy, one day sad. Feeling good, feeling bad. In anger, words are spoken. In haste, the heart is broken.
There's a strawberry patch with Sally. Now that she's not sticking there with me. Oh, no, I don't care what they're doing there. Need the shade of the old apple tree. Hey, I'll bet they're laughing and talking love song. Just like the way we used to do. I'm just a strawberry talk with Sally. Whispering, I love you. Yeah.